Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. It's so good to be back in the studio this week. I was out last week. I'm not sure if you guys were listening. Hopefully you were, but I was remote. I was out in Oakland doing the trade show and things like that, so it's always good to be back. I'm going to let the music play out because I like to hear it. But anyway, man, like I said, it was good to be back. I was in Oakland last week doing the Connect Conference in Oakland. Stayed at the Oakland Marriott, which was a good time. Actually, I'm going to thank a couple people, but I'm going to thank them in a little bit. But thank you for joining On Air at Russell of Hotels, Hospitality Unplugged, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. What does that mean? What does Hospitality Unplugged mean? That means everything in hospitality we talk about. You know, are we censored? No, we can say what we want to say, but we don't say. Just because you can say what you want to say doesn't mean you should say what you want to say. Just remember that. But we try to share just a lot of good information about what's going on in the hospitality industry, tourism, hotels, some food stuff every now and then as well. I have a couple chefs on later to, you know, talk about, you know, new food trends and things like that. So just things that maybe you wouldn't know or maybe you're finding out about or whatever. And it's all because of Russell Hotels is bringing it to you. So that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, make this as educational as I can as well. So a couple of things before I get into it. I want to send a shout out to my mom. My mom is actually having a procedure done, an angioplasty, I think that's what it's called, where they, you know, make sure your heart is doing okay. And I just got word from my brother that she is doing well. So thank God for that. So I want to give her a shout out for that, because that just happened at 12 o'clock. So thank you for that. We're going to have a guest. He's actually on hold now on via Skype. His name is Mr. Doug Caldwell. He's with the GSR. And I'm sure if you can see that, which stands for Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. We're going to talk to him. He has an interesting way he got into the industry. So it's unique, the way he got into the industry. But we're going to talk about that in a little while. Industry news. Marriott opens its 1,000th Fairfield Inn. Wow, can you believe that? They have 7,000 hotels overall, but 1,000 of those 7,000 are Fairfield Inns. Isn't that great? Also, you ever heard of hotelpawz.com? And that's P-A-W-Z. So hotelpawz.com, hotelpawz.com. It's a pet sitting service. You know that 60% of hotels are pet friendly. So for $49 an hour, you can have someone, if you're traveling with your pet or pets, and most hotels only allow one, I think. And I think that's up to maybe 25, 30 pounds. That's what it used to be. I don't know what it is now. Maybe they're taking full grown 100-pound dogs now. I'm not sure. But if you're traveling with your dog, which a lot of people do, You can call up or email or get in contact with hotelpaws.com. And in certain cities, it's only open in 12 cities right now. And just to name a few, Boston, New York, Pittsburgh, Miami, San Francisco, and Vegas. Those are the ones that it's 12 of them, but those are the ones that I put down. I mean, there's a couple more, but as far as West Coast, only San Francisco San Francisco and Vegas. So you can call up for $49 an hour. You have someone come and sit at, you know, minimum of 2 hours. Just come and stay with your furry four-legged friend. So there you go. What do you think about that? Occupancy and revenue is down in Hawaii. Can you believe that? First quarter, Hawaii hotels are down in occupancy and revenue. Who thought? Who would have known that? And it's official. Marriott is getting into the home sharing business. Man, we've been talking about this for the last, since I've had this show. I mean, I try to stay away from certain things, Marriott being one of them, but every week they're always in the news, right? You know, if you're the leader, you're always in the news. So they're getting into the home sharing business. So they're going to compete directly with Airbnb, who I've been talking about, and HomeAway. I mean, they have a long way to go to get to that point where they are a force in that particular segment, but they're opening in 100 cities. So it's called Homes and Villas by Marriott International, launching in 100 cities. Competing with Airbnb and HomeAway. So what do you think about that? One of those things that makes you say, So I guess if we can't beat them, we join them. But I think the Bonvoy or the old Marriott reward is going to be tied to that as well. So that's one thing these other things don't have. These Airbnb, they don't have any rewards programs. Well, guess what? You stay at one of these Marriott Villas, or what do they call them again? Home and Villas by Marriott International, and you get your reward points. You can't go wrong with that. My contact information, russell@russellofhotels.com. I'm on Twitter @RussellofHotels, IG @RussellofHotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two of those, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And my website, www.russellofhotels.com. What is Russell Hotels Group? I do hotel site selection. It's a free service to companies, organizations that need assistance with finding, the next site, next location, next venue for their conference, meeting, convention. So Russell Hotels does that, and it costs you nothing. It costs my clients nothing to do that. Digital marketing via social media. I do a lot of digital marketing things, meaning specifically videos and things like that for hotel. So if I'm in a hotel, I do videos, and then you see them on all the different platforms. Hotel and destination media producer as well. So I do a lot of those. You can look at YouTube. You can look at LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They're all on there. I've done probably over 200 videos that I've actually produced and put on. And I'm a radio show host. Hey, I bring today's professionals to light. So, and no different from today. And we're going to get into that in a minute. Who's on blast? What is being on blast? I remember Brian Churchill, he wrote on LinkedIn, said, you know, is being on blast a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I'm here to tell you, Brian, because you're on the list. So it must be a good thing if you're on the list, right? So being on blast just means, I respect what you do, or I respect your position in the hospitality or tourism industry, and I want you on the show. So I want you, everyone has a story. That's why the show was started, because we all have stories. We all came here different walks of life. We all have a passion for hospitality, but we got here differently. So it's just about sharing your story and where you came from and where you are now. It's a way to promote your brand as well. So there you go. So who's on blast? I put five people here at a time until one of them comes on the show, then they get taken off the list and I put a new person there. So I have five people, and it's been five people for about, I don't know how long, but it's been five people for a while. Larry Broden, CEO of Broden Hotels. Brian Churchill, I just mentioned him. He's a VP of hotel sales with LA Tourism. Nellie, a.k.a. Foodie Call. She's a food blogger, food taster, food eater here in Southern California, but she does this all over. Luis Torres, he's with Universal Studios in Hollywood. A great guy, always helpful for the hotel folk as far as, you know, Universal's concerned. And the last but not least, Kenya Bannister Stamps, Vice President of Sales and Service with Long Beach CVB. Thank you for last week. I want to thank Ronnie Palma for her and her team Visit Oakland doing a great job at Connect last week. That's where I was last week. So Monday and Tuesday is the fastest 24 hours, the most jam-packed 24 hours I've ever been involved in as far as speed dating and meeting people and things like that. So speed dating, meaning you have, I think it's 32 appointments total. It's split over 2 days, Monday afternoon and then Tuesday morning. But you had 6 minutes with 15 people the first day. So 6 minutes with each person. So, you know, hence the name speed dating or the term speed dating. So they're coming to you, so which is a good thing. We're sitting down as planners. We're sitting down. All the hotel or tourism people are coming to you. They're, you know, they're explaining their hotel or their destination, and, you know, they're finding a little bit about us, how much you can find out in 6 minutes. So that's what that was. So that was great. But Ronnie Palmer, who's the VP of Oakland, Oakland CVB, did a great job, as well as her team, and as well as the Oakland Marriott. They did a great job too. That they were our hosts. So we appreciate that. And my condolences goes to Ronnie, because she lost her mom a couple of days ago. So my condolences to her as well. So if you guys know Ronnie, please, you know, reach out to her, send her a note, and just, you know, let her know you're thinking about her. Victor Simmons, Director of Diversity and Inclusion for Wyndham Hotels. He was our guest last week. Thank you very much, Victor, for that. That was exciting. I loved, you know, catching up with you. I've known Victor for a long time, so it was great to actually find out what the heck he really does, right? You know, what is diversity and inclusion? So now we know, right? And if you don't know, you can go back and listen, because that's on, it's on podcasts, it's on everything. So take a listen. Intro of today's guest. I know he's waiting. He's waiting to get on here, so I'm going to unmute him. So today's guest, Mr. Doug Caldwell, Regional Director of National Accounts with the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada. He's based in New York, but I talked to him earlier today. He said he was in Connecticut. Is that right, Doug?
Yes, I am. Good to be here, Russell. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be on air with Russell Hotels. Now, you were one of the few. I just said, hey, Doug, I want you on the show. And you said, okay. You're probably one of two to actually do that.
Yeah, well, there's not too many people I would say yes to. You're one of the people I would definitely say yes to.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. So before we get into it with Doug, I met Doug, it was this last year, right? Maybe a year and a half ago. It was in D.C. at IPEC.
Yeah, it was one of the North Star programs.
Yeah, it was a North Star program. I think, it was in D.C. And just
it was IPEC.
Yeah, it was IPEC. There you go. Just a great guy. I mean, you know when somebody's a good guy when they keep in touch with you, because not a lot of people keep in touch with you, right? So he keeps in touch. I was telling about my dad last year, because my dad was in the hospital doing rehab and all that stuff. Every time I talked to him, he would call me specifically to ask that. And, you know, that stuff goes a long way with me. So I do appreciate that, Doug. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. So thank you.
Well, I hope he's doing well. And I hope your mom is doing well.
Thank you.
Now I got to call you about mom.
Yes.
You always
gotta
make sure mom is okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate that. Okay, so you ready to be on the hot seat?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's do it. No, it's not the hot seat. I'm just joking. Okay. I alluded, you know, in the introduction that you came in kind of a different way than the most people, right?
Yeah. So, I like to say now that I've been both a buyer and a supplier. So my career started back at Computer Associates, a software company here on Long Island. And when I started, at one point, we were the largest software company in the world. So I ran the global events all over the world for Computer Associates for 12 years. And then I kind of went into the financial services, which would be the JP Morgan Chase. And then I was the vice president of global of corporate events with them. Mm-hmm. And did that for 11 years, took a little time off, and then I ended up becoming a hotel salesperson.
Wow.
Which I which, you know, always intrigued me. Mm-hmm. And actually, being on both sides now, you know, I feel that not only that I'm helping my clients, but I'm also helping the hotel at the same time. But I understand what the clients want, what they're looking for. And, you know, it really does help me from that way. Most people go from sales into, you know, to the event side. Mm-hmm. They become a meeting planner, you know. So I totally went the opposite way. But I feel that, you know, my experience in all my years, that it does definitely helps me. It helps me communicate with people. It helps me sell the property, you know, from both mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually works out for the client a lot better than average.
Yeah, no, that's good. But I don't think I know many people. You're probably the only one that I know that have come from that side, that came from the event side and actually is a hotel person. I can't think of anyone else that would even do that. Who would do that? I'm joking.
I don't know. And I'm asked that question all the time. And not only that, to end up, you know, with the Grand Sierra in Reno, which is actually, you know, a pretty tough sell.
Why do you say it's a tough sell?
Well, being from, you know, coming from the corporate event side and from, you know, the corporate end, you know, Vegas has always been the big daddy, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to go to Vegas. They got plenty of rooms. They got the space. You could be in a different hotel every year and still be in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando's pretty similar to that also. So, you know, being a corporate event planner my whole career, you know, Reno, I never really even entertained Reno, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, when I did go to Reno and I saw what Reno has to offer, and I saw the amount of money that these hotels, specifically the Grand Sierra, has put over $200 to $500 million into the Grand Sierra in the last 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, you have a Las Vegas property sitting in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about the Grand Sierra, it was a convention hotel. It was built as a convention hotel, which all the other casinos in Reno are all casinos that added on the meetings portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really eye-opening experience for me to see what's going on in Reno.
Yeah, I have to say, I did a fam trip for another hotel. We won't mention that because it's not about them. It's about the Grand Sierra today. But I had never been at Reno before, right? So I went to Reno, and when they say that, what's their tagline? The biggest little city in the world or something like that. They have so much going on in Reno on any given weekend. It is ridiculous. I mean, there's always a street fair, a food fair. You talk about community and things that they put out there for guests or for tourism, for anything, anyone, even the locals. I mean, Reno has a lot going on for it. I must say that I went to a rodeo that I hadn't been to a rodeo in years. So we actually got a chance to do that. There was a barbecue and beer festival. Now everybody knows I love beer. There's like 150 to 200 breweries that were represented there. So you just walk around with your cup and just filling up, you know, I didn't get that drunk, but
there's always something going on in Reno.
There's always something.
Our hotel, another hotel, even something, you know, right on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
downtown Reno. I mean, they don't have a problem putting something together.
Exactly.
Which is really neat. It's a really neat place.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look now, we just brought in, we have the Miss USA and the Miss Teen pageant going on at the Grand Sierra as we speak.
Okay.
And then we'll be so Reno and the Grand Sierra will be highlighted on Thursday night on Fox live at the Grand Sierra.
Okay. Wow. Thanks for that. So, putting that plug in there.
Yeah, I had to throw a little plug.
Of course.
People actually, if you do get to view it, I mean, you will really see what Reno has to offer. So I'm here to talk about the Grand Sierra, but Reno, you know, we all pitch Reno.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reno, I don't think there's another hotel person in the Reno area that won't just talk about Reno.
You're right.
We want people to come to Reno.
You're right.
Whether it's our hotel, other hotels, and experience what Reno has. And Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tahoe is a half hour away, which is paradise.
Yes, yes. Now, give me the specifics of your hotel. Like, how many rooms, how much meeting space do you have?
Okay, so like I said, the Grand Sierra has been remodeled. We have 1,900 rooms, over 1,900 rooms. We have 200,000 square feet of meeting space. We're the largest hotel with meeting space under one roof in Reno.
Okay.
We have, besides that, we have our spa. We have restaurants like Charlie Palmer's, California Pizza, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a Mexican restaurant. We have a arcade that's almost like a Dave and Buster's, very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
We have outdoor driving range that you hit the golf balls into the water.
Okay.
We have a lake outside our property. We sit on over 150 acres of land in our property. We're a standalone property, and we're not in downtown Reno. We're 5 minutes out from downtown Reno, and we're 5 minutes from the airport.
Okay. Very good. Now I have to tell people, now I put a program into your hotel, right? But I've never been to your hotel before. So
Correct.
So Doug's been trying to get me out there, but you know, it's all about timing and everything. But they did a great job with the program. I just did it sight unseen. So that's sometimes that's what we do. I mean, we, you know, a client wants a certain area of a town or a city. And my job is to, you know, to find that, you know, that destination, that location. And they make the decision. But they had been there before, but I had not been there. But I hear wonderful things about your hotel. I just can't wait to someday come and check it out.
No, we'd love to have you. I think I was in town and met your client. That's right.
You did. You definitely did. You definitely did.
So I do enjoy working out of the New York area as I do. What I do is I handle the East Coast, basically, or any special corporate client within my area.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to get them to come to our hotel and experience the Grand Sierra.
So how often do you go into Reno? All right,
I go into Reno quite often, depending on what I have, you know, what programs I've brought in.
Mm-hmm.
I was just out there. I had a large corporate client that's here in New York who's always been in Las Vegas.
Okay.
That I went out to meet, did a site with them probably, I'd say maybe a month ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, they booked it, moved from Las Vegas into Reno, and they're coming in with a They're taking over the whole hotel with 1,800 people.
Wow.
At peak.
Okay.
And they're actually going to do two conferences and blend them in. So they're going to do one the first half of the week and then join them all together in the middle of the week and then finish the second conference at the end of the week.
Wow, that's huge.
So, yeah. So, I mean, when you find a client that's very cost conscious,
mm-hmm.
and wants value, there's nothing better than Reno. I mean, the prices that you get in Reno, first of all, for the hotel room, sometimes people say, well, that's kind of too cheap. So they come, you know, but then when they come and they see the value that they get and the rooms that they get, the product,
mm-hmm.
they can't believe that's the value, you know, what they're getting for the cost, because the prices are different than the Las Vegas prices.
Yes, they are.
I'm not trying to put them down, but I'm just saying, you know, we do a gallon of coffee for $40, and you go to Vegas, it's $150.
Wow. Yeah, you heard that right, people. Yeah, he said that right. That's definitely that's a huge difference. I mean, even here in L.A., it's $85 to $90 a gallon. So, that's definitely – I was blown away when I got the rates for Reno.
Mm-hmm.
What
absolutely.
Is it possible you throw out, just so people know, just throw out a rate like during the week, what your rates would range from? Do you know?
During the week, we could be anywhere from $79 to $99.
Wow.
Weekends, we could be anywhere from $129, $149.
Okay.
I mean, weekends we're sold out every weekend.
Okay.
You know, so bringing a corporate client in, you know, we do have to adjust, you know, our blocks and stuff like that to accommodate, but it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's just that, you know, we're not always pushing for the weekends. We're pushing a lot for the week programs.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, was the Grand Sierra, that was your first hotel, right? That is your first hotel.
That's my first hotel. So, being that I'm talking about Vegas, we actually bought the SLS in Las Vegas.
Okay.
About almost maybe about a year now, we've had the SLS in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And right now that's going under renovations, which that hotel is a pretty new hotel,
mm-hmm.
maybe 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
After their last renovation became the SLS.
Okay.
Our owner for the Morello Group is putting in $200 million as we speak. So
wow.
If you went to go visit the SLS in Las Vegas, you would see all the additions that are going on there now. And our ownership puts the money into these hotels, and they believe in the hotel, which is, you know, instead of just saying, hey, we're going to renovate,
mm-hmm.
no, he renovates, and he puts the money in, and they start the day he says we're doing it.
Wow. That is cool.
And that was when we took it over, we also took over the W, which was inside that hotel.
Okay.
So we took that whole hotel over.
We
will be going through a rebranding eventually.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think it'll be called the SLS much longer?
We're not sure yet, but tune in and we'll let you know when that
happens. Very good. So you sell two properties on the West Coast. You're based in New York, one in Reno and one in Vegas.
Correct.
And is it easy, just being a national salesman, just being remote, away from the property? I mean, I know you're in charge of the basically the East Coast, so you do trade shows on the East Coast. I mean, is there like a territory that you have? What territories do you handle for your specific accounts?
I handle the whole East Coast. So you just talked that you were at the Connect event. Next
mm-hmm.
week, I'm at a Connect event here in New York City.
Okay.
So I'm doing that speed dating. Connect programs have been very successful for us.
Okay.
You do get to meet some good quality people at those events. I just did XDP. Washington, D.C.
What's XCB?
XDP is a lot of association business.
Okay.
A lot of experimental marketing type conference.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very good conference for us. Walked away with a few RFPs actually from that conference, which worked out really well. And that's my second year attending that one, and that one's been pretty good. You know, I go out and visit a bunch of different organizations, so like C-Vent. I'm losing my thought on
who
I just saw. I was just in Atlanta.
Okay.
And that was Conference Direct.
Okay.
So Conference Direct does their huge program out there. They bring in every person that is involved with Conference Direct, so you get to meet all these different people from all over the United States, all over the world, and actually let them, you know, introduce them to your hotel or reintroduce them to the hotel.
Okay. Very good. Now, just so people know, okay, so you mentioned RFP. RFP is a request for a proposal. I think more or less a couple of weeks ago we talked about this, but I always want to make sure, just in case people don't know what it is. So when Doug and hotel people go to these trade shows, the thing that you want to walk away with is some information about a program that a particular group is looking to have at your hotel or any hotel. So they give you a request for a proposal. So it may have all the specifics of that particular program, you know, 1,000 rooms on peak. They need, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 1,000 people. They have off-site events, things like that. So it'll be all those specific things on there, and then that way Doug takes it back, you know, to his office and basically comes up with a rate for that particular thing. So he submits a proposal back to that individual or that company, that organization that actually asked for it. So that's how you get the ball rolling on some of these groups. So that's how that works. That's how the RFPs work. So like when I went to Connect last week, I did have one. Actually, you know what, Doug? I do have a proposal for Vegas. Now I'm thinking about it. So there I have to see.
I didn't get a phone call.
So I have to send you this after this radio show. I'll have to send you that, but you may have been copied on it already because it did go through the CVB. So, but if not, I'll
some
make
those,
sure you get
of those
it.
I don't see. So the CVB is, you know, there's a CVB representative. Like for me, there's one in DC.
Okay.
Right. So that's usually my contact.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went to, you know, it depends where it goes. If I do see it. So I always tell people, listen, even if you're going to go through the business bureaus,
mm-hmm.
they still should reach out to the hotel or to whoever their contact is in those areas,
mm-hmm.
and just let them know that there's an RFP out there just in case. And I'm not saying that some people have favoritisms and things like that, but, you know, things do get lost in translation.
No, you're right. There's some favoritism out there sometimes. So don't, you know, it's
yeah.
We can say that here. I can say that. So you didn't say it, I said it. Right. Yeah, there's some favoritism out there on who gets leads and things like that. So that's okay.
Exactly. And you do see it. And, you know, listen, they're kind of like the salespeople for hotels, right? The business bureaus, they get credit for how many rooms they book within their city.
Exactly.
So they don't care. You know, at the end of the day, they really don't care who gets it as long as they get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we at the hotel, when you deal with the hotel direct, and even be when I was a planner, if you deal with the hotel direct, you usually get the better deal. We know what we need to do. We know how low we can go. You know, if we really want to work, if we want that business, we're going to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more skin in the game going to the salesperson direct with the hotel a lot of times. And I know some business bureaus will get mad at me. But the business girls help a lot, so I'm not putting them down. Just saying, you know, to keep it fair, and it's everybody. I don't want to get my head bit off neither.
No, we don't want that. We don't want that. But we'll just say I said it. You know, you didn't have anything to do with this. So, but yeah, no, that's definitely how it works. So. So, yeah, I use both. And if I know someone on property, like, say, I know Doug at GSR, so I'm going to send it to him. I may copy them on it, but I'll make sure he gets it because I want to make sure he's part of the – he's in the loop as well. So, but, yeah, that's because I have a relationship. See, that's the thing. So it's important that, you know, I go to all the – not at all the conferences, but the conferences that I do attend, I make sure that I, you know, take advantage of my time and their time, and to meet as many people as I can. So the whole speed dating thing that I talked about, I mean, that's actually a good thing because you're getting to meet more people than you probably normally would. Yeah, it's only 6 minutes, but at least you got a name with a face. They know what you do. You know what they do, that kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, I'm getting tons of emails this week now, you know, from the people that I met last week. So yeah, so it just starts that relationship going.
It's all, you know, this whole business and this whole industry all is about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you being sincere and being upfront, you know, sometimes you got to be brutally honest, but, you know, people respect that,
mm-hmm.
and would rather be told directly than kind of led on and pushed away.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a small industry. As big as the industry seems, it's a small industry. Yes, everybody knows each other or knows somebody that knows somebody. And, you know, we all just need to, you know, do the right thing for everybody because you never know. Like, look at me. You never know where you're going to end up.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask you. How was that transition? How was that? Now, you go to some shows and people see you and they remember you as a planner. but now you're a hotel person. How do those conversations go?
Well, you know, this transition actually went really well. But, you know, I've seen in the past where, and it's happened to me, is you know, that salesperson who was my best friend, mm-hmm. right, called me all the time, talked to me, you know, we did things together. Maybe we went to a ball game, maybe we went to somewhere. When I worked for J.P. Morgan, you know, my logo got me in the front door everywhere. Mm. Front seat, you know, come on in. But, when you know, when you leave a company like that, that's when you find out who your real friends are or who your real, you know, real colleagues are.
Mm-hmm.
The ones
mm-hmm.
that still talk to you and still, you know, still reach out to you and don't turn around and stop talking to you because you have nothing for them. Mm. So that's the kind of salesperson you don't want to be. You don't want to be the salesperson that is only chasing that sale. And then, you know, where you don't even care, you know, you turn your back on somebody just because they change a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know. What if one day I turn around and I say, you know what, maybe I want to go back into the corporate world.
Exactly.
And then what? Those people that ignored me are now going to have egg on their face when they got to try to sell me again.
Exactly.
So, you know, so I mean, I'm a polished event planner, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I can do both sides of the game now. You know, at the end of the day, I'm pretty dangerous if I come back on the corporate event side because mm-hmm. I know both sides of the game.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
You know, so I look at it now as I'm stronger than I ever was, and I have more knowledge. And listen, every day I learn something new. So right now I'm loving this.
Wow, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I hear it in your voice. So when I talk to you, I'm like, you know, the guy, you sound like a seasoned hotel person. I mean, you know all the terminology, you know all that stuff. And you learn all this in a short period of time because it can be a huge learning curve for someone coming from outside the industry in, but you were never really outside the industry. You were just doing a different job or you had a different career path.
When you work in, you know, I would do site inspections all the time and go to different hotels and plan all these different programs and events. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I had to sell that to my management.
Exactly.
So really, you're almost like the middle person, right? Because the person that's selling me the hotel properties or selling me the venues or what have you, I have to go back and resell that to my management.
Okay.
So they got to sell me, but I got to sell it again. So it's kind of... You're kind of in the middle, and you're kind of selling every time.
Mm-hmm.
Just that I was able to, you know, to make the decision sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you, when you started working with GSR, did you go to like the JP Morgans or the other financial company that you work for and pitch them on coming to Reno or coming to the GSR?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I just got one huge corporate client.
Oh, and that was it?
Right. Well, that I just, yeah, well, one of them, I can't,
I know, Morgan, I know can't you can't say, I know you can't say, I'll just do it. But it was the organization that you had worked for or something like that.
Yeah, it's from one of my relationships. It's from, you know, being in the industry.
Cool.
You know, actually this person actually worked with me at one of my, back in my past and, we still talk.
That's good.
You know, I had Computer Associates before they got bought. I had them in at the hotel, did a site, they loved it, and then they got taken over by another company.
So, wow.
You know, you kind of start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, the interest is there, and a lot of the interest is there because I'm there.
Okay, good. So,
because they know that's, you know, I'm not going to just, you know, jump into something unless the value is there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about the GSR, I'm very proud to say I worked here because the property is outstanding. The staff is outstanding. The management is unbelievable. And the quality of the work and the food and the beverage. And I mean, go down the line. It's from the top to the bottom. Everybody is in sync.
Good. Now, what would be a suite group for you? What size group would that be for the GSR?
GSR, you know, we could 500 800 people is a sweet spot.
Okay.
Like I said, we have 1,800 coming with Zebra, which with the one client, which I should have just said, but you know, they're coming in and they're, you know, pretty much taking over the whole hotel.
Okay.
So I mean, we don't have a problem letting somebody come in and take over the whole hotel, but at the end of the day, if you come with 400 to 800 people, you own the hotel. There's nothing you can't do. We're solely owned, so there's a lot of branding opportunities within the hotel that you could do with us that you can't do elsewhere.
That being said, that
works with the SLS in Las Vegas. We could change everything from the gaming tables to putting your logo on our glass and the windows and entranceways. I mean, things you can't do at a, you know, one of these, at these big hotels, right? Because they're not solely owned.
Okay.
And the one thing, and speaking of owners, our owner is, we are the only minority owned casino in Nevada.
Really?
So with the SLS, that includes the SLS and the Grand Sierra, that we are the only minority owned property.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Very good.
Exactly.
Did not know that. What is this? Yep. You guys got voted best hotel in Reno.
Yes.
When was that? Is that for this last year?
I believe it was just, I guess it's either last year or just this year.
Actually, it's been several years in a row. I just did a little homework. Yeah. You know, I just did a little homework.
We continue to get a lot of awards. Like I said, with our ownership and the amount of money that he continues to reinvest into the hotel, he is actually making the other hotels within Reno do the same thing.
Okay.
So you'll be, so by him coming in and doing everything he's doing, they're all doing it.
Okay.
Which is great for Reno.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know? So it's not the old smoky Reno that everybody, you know, still thinks about.
It's
the new Reno.
I understand, and like I said, I was there last year, and yeah, definitely getting away from that. And it's a lot of fun going on in Reno. A lot of things to do, a lot of walkable things. I'm not sure your area, because I haven't been there. But do you have walkable areas around your hotel as well, like shops and stores and things like that? If they wanted to venture out of your hotel?
Well, they want to venture out to, like, the downtown. Like I said, that's 5 minutes. Within the hotel, we have shops and stores and over 10 restaurants within. We have a pool that we just renovated and put, I believe, $15 million into the renovation of just the pool alone.
Wow.
We have a 25,000-square-foot nightclub within our hotel, which is the most popular nightclub in Reno.
Okay.
It's like a Las Vegas club.
You guys have a lot of concerts too. You guys have a lot of concerts going on there too, correct?
Yeah. So we have we say it's a 3,000 seat, I think it's 2,800 seat theater.
Okay.
Like I said, right now we're hosting the Miss USA pageant. We've had top entertainers within that. I mean, we had Janet Jackson there not too long ago. There's always a headliner in there. Our owner actually owns the two biggest radio stations in LA, and I believe he just bought another radio station in LA.
Wow. Maybe you can get me on there.
So, we have to talk about it. Absolutely. our theater, is the stage alone is an acre. That's how big it is. And that was just renovated. It's a beautiful property. It's a beautiful property.
Well, I definitely have to, now I have to come out and take a look. So next time you invite me, I'm on my way to Reno.
Hey, so if you look at the Lex nightclub, I mean, we've had every single DJ that you'll see in Las Vegas at our nightclub.
Okay.
We just had Snoop Dogg there not too long ago. They're always there. They're always there. I just saw a picture the other day of Kobe Bryant was there last week at our arcade and took a picture with one of our staff.
Wow. Okay. So,
we're attracting big time people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just we got to get, you know, we just got to get on the map and get people to actually come out and take a look at our property. I think they'd be pleasantly surprised.
I think so. We're on air with Russell of Hotels and Doug Caldwell, who's with the Grand Sierra Resort Hotel and Casino in Reno, Nevada. So we're winding down. We're winding down a little bit. So what would you say? One more thing to say about your hotel. What is it? Your last sales pitch. What would you say?
The lights in my face.
Am I putting you on the spot?
I would just, you know, sales pitch and all that aside, I would just say being in this industry for all these years, traveled around the world, been in every, you know, top hotel there is in the world. And Reno, surprisingly enough, it fit right in those categories as one of the best hotels, you know, that convention hotels that I've ever been in. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. I think the service, like I said, is tops, and the meeting space, which is being, you know, has all been redone, and it continues to be redone and reinvented. I think, you know, from that way, Reno will definitely surprise you. And if you're looking for a value for your money, there's no better place to look than the Grand Sierra.
Very good. I like that. I'm ready to book there. I'm ready to book. All right, Doug. You're ready to book me? Okay. You're off the hook now.
Right?
You're off the hook. You have any questions for me before we get off this air? Get off the air.
No, I appreciate you taking the time out to invite me onto your show. I think that what you're doing is fantastic. You know I'm a Russell fan, and I really look forward to seeing you soon, buddy. I really do.
No, I thank you very much. Yes, we do. We definitely do, and I thank you for taking the time. I know you're away from, you know, your office, but I do appreciate you taking the time to be on air and tell us your story. And like I said, I love the interesting stories about how you got into the industry. So that's exactly why I wanted you on air, because, you know, you to share that story, because not a lot of people have that story. I mean, like I said, you're the only one I know that has that story. So I do appreciate it. And to be successful, you know, I mean, it's one thing to get into another industry, but to be successful at it. Because I'm sure a lot of people said, you know, are you sure you want to do that? Are you, you know, and you, you know, I'm sure they said a lot of things like that, but you made it happen. And, like I said, I mean, for someone to stand out at a conference, you stood out at a conference. And I knew definitely, I said, I need to meet that guy, I need to hang out with that guy, I need to pick that guy's brain, I need to whatever. So yeah. So every, you know, every opportunity I got to hang out with Doug during this, I don't know, 3-4 day conference, I was with Doug. I was hanging out with Doug. So it was good. He likes to drink beer too, just like I do. So there you go.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Doug. And thank everyone for joining us on Air with Russell of Hotels. We're about to sign off here. But I want to thank everybody for joining us. And we look forward to hearing from you, or look forward to listening. What am I trying to say? I look forward to next week. That's what I'm trying to say. So anyway, from now for until next week, you guys have a great week. Be safe, and we'll talk soon. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.